Well, the Phillies won again. The Braves did not throw a no-hitter. And life is good. It's freezing outside, so at least the games aren't going on in Philadelphia, because the weather, if you're living in the Philadelphia area, is awful. Like, awful, awful. I do not need, on May 11th, for it to be whatever degree it is outside, feel like 55. I'm not in the mood for the feels like 55 temperature to be going on May 11th and tomorrow being Mother's Day. Like, 55 degrees is late March, not early May. Like, come on, people. Come on. That's the only thing we can actually be mad about. Like, for the Phillies' sake, won this game, another handily win. Like, there's no need for a closer reliever like Hoffman. I thought in the beginning of the year, like, I was going to be having this argument. Okay, who's the closer? Who's coming in to get these big outs? And all of a sudden, I don't think I need that issue of a problem, because we scored 4 in the 6th and 4 in the 8th. And at that point, you already have the lead and game's over. So if you just keep scoring runs, there's no need for a closer, which Hoffman did pitch for the Phillies today. 1 inning and no strikeouts, 7 pitches. His ERA is down to 1.06. Matt Strom went an inning, 2 strikeouts, 1.17 on the ERA for him. But you just need to get these guys work. That's why Alvarado was in the game last night in a 10-run game for the Phillies. They had a big lead again, so well, they really did. I was going to argue on this, which I am going to do. So, sorry, I need to take some drinks of water. I was going to argue on this point that the lineup that they put out is just not a very great product. And I don't exactly know how you're expected to win games. Yes, they won the game. But Merrifield leading off is not a recipe for success. It's just not. I know he went 1-for-5 today. He's not a leadoff hitter, and I don't know what you do without Schwarber. I would put Stott there in the leadoff spot, because then you do Stott, you keep the lefty thing going. Stott's actually starting to hit the ball all of a sudden. He had a triple and a single to right. So at this point of where we stand, if Schwarber's out tomorrow, with, like, the back issues, if Schwarber's out tomorrow, then I need Stott to lead off and bat in the leadoff spot. JT bat in the two-hole, Harper 3, Bohm 4, and then we can figure it out from there. I don't like Castellanos batting 5th, but that's just what we have to do at this point. And yes, he's getting hits, but he's also getting hits and striking out looking and swinging at pitches outside the strike zone and still. I was saying this earlier to someone. I was telling them about the Phillies. If they were not 28-12 right now, then Castellanos would be not see the light of day in Philadelphia. Like sports writers and sports media will be all over him, because he's really an aggravating watch, and he's the only weak link on this team. But if we didn't have that, if we weren't 28-12 right now, which is unreal, if we weren't 28-12, then we would be on Castellanos' horse at this point. But we're not, and we're actually doing extremely well at this point in time and beating up on a team like the Marlins. The Marlins are 31 losses at this point. So Phil's able to take advantage. They win this series again. It's like I come on here and I talk about a win, and it's like every single night I talk about a win, and it's not much different than the night before, because they either, one, blow them out, two, come in a close game. They don't really have to come from behind because their pitching's been pretty good. Today, Walker was meh. Walker, 6 innings, 8 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, 86 pitches. He was fine. It wasn't great. A lot of hits to a Marlins team that's really not that good, and hopefully, I don't even know who's pitching tomorrow, but hopefully whoever it is can shut him down. I would guess it'd be Chris Sanchez, but Phil's no big offensive performances. Bohm is still a really good hitter. Hit 2 singles today, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 6th. We'll make up 1 point here. Brandon Marsh has not played since Wednesday. He was off, they had off day Thursday. He didn't play on Friday, and he didn't play today. I don't think he played Friday, and he didn't play today. So I don't know why we're giving him 3 days off here. He must be in the lineup tomorrow. So, Phillies will play the Marlins tomorrow. Again, for the final game of this three-game set, Phils go for another sweep. Just a reoccurring thing at this point. Sweeps are what we do here. We just sweep teams. And only a 140 start on Mother's Day. Phils have a 66.1% chance to win the game. Zach Wheeler will go for the Phillies. He's 4-3 with a 1.64 ERA. And Braxton Garrett will go for the Marlins. He hasn't started yet for the Marlins this season. He has, like, no numbers again. So I think the Phillies should be able to cruise to another victory with their ace on the, their second ace on the mound. Ace 1 or Ace 2. I don't know how you want to put it, Ranger or him. So I will see you after tomorrow's game, I think, at some point. I might just take... might be taking the day off. I don't know. I probably will be on with you. I will see. I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off.